Seem as if the acid rains hit here much either.
Ryan felt the desolation. It's not paradise, but I've seen worse. A rabbit bolted by them, its six legs hurtling it across the clearing into the safety of the greenery.
Muties don't seem too extreme either.
I noticed. Sipping a cup of MRE coffee from a battered tin cup, Christy perked up in her seat as Leviathan crested a low groundswell.
What's that noise?
Ryan slowed their speed. I've been noticing it for hours, getting worse.
Controls say the engines are fine.
Mildred tapped the console with a finger.
If the gauges are working correctly, that is.
JB cupped an ear to listen.
Seems to be coming from underneath us. Maybe there's a branch caught in a wheel well.
Dean loaded his weapon from the cache of rounds in his vest.
Could be the tire the Hellhounds ate. You know, the empty rim spinning loose.
Easing out the clutch, Ryan braked the vehicle to a stop and pulled the handle to set the tandem brakes fore and aft.
More reasonable than a branch.
He released the seat harness and stood stiffly. Checking his 9mm pistol, Ryan accepted the flashlight from Mildred, clicking it on once to make sure it was working properly.
Come on, JB. Let's go see what's the prob.
Right.
The armorer grabbed a toolbox and his Uzi. The two men climbed outside while the rest kept a careful watch. After ascertaining there were no surprises waiting for them below the vehicle, they lay on the grass and slid out of sight. Walking to the middle of the tank, Christy undid the bolts and clamps on the belly hatch and lifted it out of the way.
See anything?
Shit, yeah. We got a hole in our transmission. We've lost all of our gear oil.
We catch some shrapnel from the Hummer?
No. Apparently the cold hearts didn't tighten the draining bolt good enough. JB, check the fill plug to make sure it's okay.
Doing it.
Ryan's face came into view. Dean, Jack, search for that bastard bolt in our wake. Maybe it only came off recently. Should be just behind a big puddle of smelly reddish oil.
Be right back, Dad.
The two youths took their weapons and headed off on foot. In the harsh sunlight, Jack blinked and removed an old pair of taped-together sunglasses from a pocket of his camos. Sliding them onto his pale face, the albino blinked his red eyes for a moment, then followed after Dean, easily catching up to the hurrying boy.
How bad is our situation?
Doc had been sharpening his blade with a whetstone. The sword whispered a sigh as he slid it into its ebony sheath, then locked it into place with a click and a twist. There was no way for an outsider to know it was anything but a walking cane. Christy's hair coiled and uncoiled nervously.
Pretty bad. The gears will burn out in minutes without any lubricant.
So Leviathan is effectively dead?
Mildred got out of her seat and started to rummage in a box full of cartons.
Maybe not. We have some spare oil here.
She lifted a can.
No, this is motor oil. Brake fluid, antifreeze, anti-jellying. What's that?
Christy knelt by the pile of supplies and started shifting boxes.
For diesels. When it gets too cold, the fuel makes a sort of jelly and won't ignite anymore.
The hell you say?
Laying his cane across an empty seat, Doc joined them in the task.
More oil. And more again. Do diesels consume a lot of oil?
Always.
Christy shoved aside an ammo box and a backpack of food. The only boxes left on the floor were clearly fuel and tools.
No transmission fluid here.
None here either.
Mildred rocked back on her heels. Then she motioned at the wall lockers.
Anybody check in there?
Some blankets, a few tools, rope, not much more. We lost a lot in the Hummer.
Ryan appeared in the doorway and rested a boot on the corrugated floor.
That's trouble. We fixed the leak part. JB used a bolt from the knuckle of the dead wheel. Took some effort, but it fit the hole.
JB stood behind the man and used a rag to wipe his hands clean.
Won't ever come out again, but it's in there.
Christy lifted a plastic container of hydraulic brake fluid.
Is there any substitute we can use? Maybe mix a couple or distill them into something usable?
No, not without a full laboratory.
Yeah, we can use regular engine oil.
But...
Yeah, sure. That'll do. Long as we keep the tranny in low gear and don't go very fast. That should minimize the frothing.
Frothing?
But we won't be able to shift gears.
Ryan scratched his unshaven chin.
First, maybe second will be it.
Ryan, there's bound to be plenty of transmission fluid in the redoubt. Think we can sneak past the Ranger?
Even if we did, we'd never make it that far. What do you guess, JB? 10, maybe 15 miles?
At most.
Jack and Dean returned, hands empty.
Zip.
The oil trail was only scattered drops for as far as we could track. We must have been losing it for a while. Stretched out of sight.
Shit fire, and we can't go back. The Ranger might be flanking us. And if we're caught walking out in the open...
Climbing out of the tank, Christy raised a pair of binocs to her face and stared into the distance.
I say we go due east. Those aren't mountains out there, they're skyscrapers. I've been studying them since I woke.
Dean rested the Mossberg on his shoulder.
That doesn't mean they have any garages or repair shops not looted.
Don't need them.
Ryan extended a brass sailor's telescope to its full length and lifted it to his good eye. The thing didn't have half the magnifying power of binocs, but it didn't give him a headache either.
Any building that tall must have elevators.
So?
The trader used to drain the hydraulic fluid from the lifters in the basement to use in his tranny and gun swivels.
Doc tried to gauge the distance with his thumb.
How far away do you think? 15 miles?
Ryan compacted the telescope.
I'd guess 30. We'll be on our estimated maximum.
So we better prep our packs to go on foot, just in case.
Right.
JB started to collect cans of 10W-40 motor oil in his arms.
Doc, still got the Swiss Army knife?
Doc displayed his newest possession, and the armorer accepted the multi-blade.
Need the can opener. Mine's kind of bent. Be right back.
Want help?
Jack stuffed his long hair into his collar as a prelude to work. He had seen more than enough fools have their heads pulled into working engines because of long hair or loose clothing.
No, this is the easy part, putting it in.
Jack released his hair.
Okay.
JB went out of sight and muffled cursing wafted up from the floor.
Shit.
Yawning mightily, Ryan rubbed his eye and cracked the vertebrae in his neck.
Somebody else can drive for a while. I'm too bastard tired to see straight. And any more of that damn MRE coffee and I'll start pissing black. Gotta get some sleep.
I'll take over.
Mildred slid into the driver's seat. The steering wheel was too high and she adjusted it downward.
Been driving since I was 16. My father had a pickup truck I used to borrow.
Ryan made a rough bed out of some moth-eaten army blankets.
We better get some shut-eye. It'll take us a while to reach the town. Ruins, whatever.
2-hour shifts.
Doc covered a yawn himself.
The arms of Morpheus claim us all. To visit the land of Nod seems an unparalleled bacchanalian delight.
JB stepped into the vehicle and slid the door closed.
Done. And catching some Z's sounds mighty good.
From his prone position, Ryan tossed the man a blanket. JB made the catch and laid it on the floor as a cushion.
Seats are more comfortable.
Doc lay lengthwise across several of them, the armrests folded out of the way. JB covered his face with his fedora.
And then I kiss the floor when I roll over, so I might as well start off here.
I'm fine, wide awake.
Me too, just had a nap.
Tightening the harness to fit her smaller frame, Mildred eased the tank into second gear, bypassing first entirely.
Then you two take the first watch. Christy starboard guns, Dean port.
Done.
Yes, Mildred.
The physician started the twin engines and engaged the clutch. Leviathan lurched as if it had been kicked. Bucking and shaking, it started to roll and soon was moving with a steady rattle at 15 miles per hour.
Hardly better than walking.
Mildred made a mental note to herself to watch the pressure and not burn out the clutch. Lord alone knew if they had a spare. Then a thought occurred, and she killed the interior lights rear of the machine guns.
Thanks.
Rolling onto his side, Ryan slid his Sig Sauer under the makeshift pillow and ordered himself to sleep. It worked at first, but every dip and hole jarred him awake again. Privately, he was beginning to regret his wishing for a war wag. Flat tires, bad roads, mechanical breakage, and they made one hell of a target for raiders. Right about now, a Matt Trans jump, even with the sickness, was starting to look pretty good. 70 miles to the east, a cold wind moaned over the bare stone battlements of a medieval-style tower, the tallest edifice among many such buildings. The design of the granite block complex, with its distant